This open awareness meditation will include awareness of our thoughts. We tend to be prisoners of our thoughts, assuming every thought is true. And our thoughts are very interesting to us because they're about ourselves. When we pay attention, we want to keep the searchlight on thoughts. How often do thoughts come? Fast? Slow? What kinds of thoughts? Are they about the past or the future? Are they angry, sad, happy? Are they worrying or ruminating? We can label thoughts according to their emotion. Angry thought, sad thought, happy thought. Is there a pattern? Open awareness meditation means we pay attention to whatever's arising. Sensations, thoughts, emotions, sound. First, to begin, we'll focus on sensation in the body and the breath. So settling now, as you find a posture that's grounded, upright, and relaxed. What's the strongest sensation in the body right now? Just linger, exercising this useful, powerful quality of curiosity while we're focusing on the breath. When the mind wanders, just come back to sensations arising in the body. Now I invite you to let go of focusing on sensations and the breath, to focus on listening to whatever sounds come to your ears, in the body itself or outside the body. Just noticing whatever comes. The invitation is just to listen, not to ascribe meaning, like there's a car. Just let the sound arise and fall away, waiting for the next sound to arise. The wonderful thing about listening to sounds is they're not a distraction when they're center stage. We're training the mind simply to listen, and there's silence in between the sounds, and we can pay attention to the silence, like the silence between two notes, not searching for sounds, letting sounds come to us, allowing the whole soundscape. Now I invite you to shift your awareness to our new form of meditation, awareness of thoughts. We can explore thoughts just as thoughts in meditation. Here comes a thought. What kind? Let's label it. Is it about the past or the future? Or something other, emotional? Labeling gives us a little distance from the thought. I can watch it. It has a beginning, middle, and end. Then I wait for the next one. We're watching our thoughts with our searchlight, letting them be center stage, everything else off stage. It's like we're a little homunculus sitting in the back of our mind, watching our thoughts on a movie screen as the projector runs them on the screen, and labeling past or future, then waiting for the next one. It will surely come. These thoughts of ours are sticky. It's so easy to get grabbed by a thought and get stuck. So you've gone on a little ride. Okay, just come back to awareness and then label the thought. If we label the thought, it tends to be less sticky. Noticing thoughts as they rise and then fall away. And being curious about our thoughts, because in a way they tell us a lot about ourselves. As long as we stay aware, we can learn about our thoughts, their content, past, future, angry, sad, happy, peaceful. We can train the searchlight of awareness. The mind has two parts. The mind that's having the thought arising and awareness of thoughts arising. Awareness is the strongest part because it can watch the thought. It can stay with the thought until the next one shows up. And awareness is always operating in the background, ready to focus the searchlight. Remember to be gentle. This is a new form, just learning. And we tend to believe all our thoughts are true because our mind says so. It's easy to be colonized by the thought and be carried away. Realizing that's a notion, a mind bubble. You can come back and label it. I invite you now to release your focus on thoughts and move to the final meditation, open awareness. This just means you're open to whatever is happening in the mind. Maybe sound, paying attention. Maybe contact of the body, calm and alert, discomfort, pain. Notice sensation. Maybe an emotion, happy, sad. Watch that. All the time, resting the best way you can. This is a powerful capacity. We can choose to pay attention to whatever's arising. It makes no difference what comes up and what you focus on. It's just here for you right now. So just pay attention. You don't have to sort. Just notice whatever is showing up. These are the focus of your attention. Sensations, sounds, thoughts, feelings, all of it as they roll through the mind. See what this is like, this open focus, like a camera lens, fully open. Open awareness. And as I speak, you can pay attention to my words because that's what's happening in your focus of awareness right now. You can be paying attention to all of it as arising and falling away. And it's a wonderful form for your capacity of curiosity. What's here now? This is just like life, because everything is appearing, and we have the capacity to pay attention to it all. To end this open awareness meditation, I invite you to take a moment to explore your experience. This is new. Was it interesting, challenging, surprising, insightful? What was the experience of the five elements for you? It's been a longer meditation, this opening first to sensations, then sounds, then thoughts, then emotions, then opening to all of them simultaneously. How was it for you? Meditation with open awareness can help us when we're on autopilot. Autopilot's like a filter. It fills up the mind when we're not aware. And it's necessary since we can't be aware every moment. When we're thinking, we're not aware. We're thinking. Thinking is what the mind does, and it's necessary. We can turn the spotlight of awareness and learn about our thoughts. Then we're not caught up in them so much. See what thought patterns have arisen. If you can catch a pattern, that's gold. Our minds go to old patterns that simply don't exist anymore. There are styles of distorted thinking. Boredom is a state of mind, and you can learn a lot about boredom. Boredom can be a resting state. It's also the entry door to creativity. We tend to run from boredom. Go do something, anything. Noticing boredom, letting it have its time in the spotlight, resting in it, is when a creative thought can arise or an insight we need. Children feel free to say, "I'm bored." We can remember to do this because it's true right now. Then see what happens. And meditation isn't a technique, something we manipulate. It's a way of life that we can open to again and again.